The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
And we welcome you back. 1 hour to go. We're already getting a little bit of news about the Ohio State health. There are several reports out there right now that Blake Hubbell, the starting kicker for the Buckeyes, did not travel to the game because of COVID. We expect to learn more in the next 2 hours. We are here for the final hour and with a guest list that's always busy on the opening, on the final night of the season. We're going to turn it over to you. So if you want to get in, this is an excellent time to do it. We have reset the board with our final hour, and you can give us a ring at 855-242-7285. 855-242-7285. Your thoughts on the game, your predictions, and anything else you would like to discuss as we get ready for what should be a very, very busy night. Let's start with Tony in Mississippi. Hey, Tony, great to have you on.
Paul, it's great to have you on, too. Love it, love it, love it when you come on.
Thank you.
And look, this is Tony from Escatawa, Mississippi.
Yes, sir.
And I'd like to give one little quick shout-out. My wife, Linda, and her best friend, Anita, which listens to you around the clock.
Well, thank you. That means a great deal.
And, Paul, there's legends and there's legends. But to talk to someone like you, who's been around Bear Bryant, Ken Stabler, the Eli Goes, the Joe Tessitore's, I can just go on and on for 2 or 3 hours. To talk to you, that gives me a part of that feeling of being around them. And I want to thank you for that, for sharing your moments to the public that you had with each one of them, and then let us to call you, that gets us involved, and I thank you for that.
Well, thank you for saying that. That means a great deal, and those are all people that I look up to as well, and have been either colleagues or friends, and it's gratifying. I love my life and career prior to ESPN, but. Being here, you get to meet those people and get to know them, and it has been the trip of my life to be part of it.
And, Paul, real quick, what is, before I give you mine, what is your prediction for tonight?
I like Alabama. I understand everyone thinking it's going to be close, but I think this is somewhat of like an 11-point game, something like that. I don't think it's going to be just a massacre, but I also don't think it's coming down to the final play either.
Me either. I know most of them say 3 and 4 points. I know the spread 7.5 or 8 here or there. Whoever you listen to, I feel like personally, Bama, 54, Ohio State, 21. And I think Saban's going to unleash the hounds tonight.
Well, hey, thank you. Thank you very much for your kind comments. And let me go back to this because, losing, not having your starting kicker is a big deal, and that's the first bit of information that we have learned. Blake Hubbell, who is their starting kicker, just announced on Instagram that he will not be part of the game because of a COVID test. We don't know who else will be there, but just think about Alabama's kicker, who has not missed a kick all year, but also think about how Alabama's kicking in the past has cost them. Remember the game against Georgia 3 years ago tonight when it was missed and had to go into overtime and create the next situation. Hubbell is 5 of 7 on field goals this year. He's hit all 24 of his PATs. He's a very good kicker. So that's the first thing that we know about. And we will know more within the next 2 hours. So stay tuned. Let's get back to the calls. And how about Jack, who is up next in Virginia? Hey, Jack, thank you, and welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. Real quick, thank you for everything. You're the epitome of college football, and you know it. But like I say, I'm ex-military, and I would like to make sure that this broadcast, again, this is the best of the best, and I'd like to make sure that all the military and the other first responders and so on and so forth, that are make sure that this is available to them to see this game, because it's unbelievable, Paul, at the places they are and the remote areas that are not able to be able to see the ball game. But if they can hear it, but a little word from you, and it causes these the military to be able to take care of their own. And I thank you for that, Paul.
By the way, if I could ask you, Jack, what branch did you serve in?
At the U.S., I was in first 4 years was Air Force, second 4 years, 18 years in the Army. And God knows I was all over the place. So.
Well, yeah, my dad was in the Army, and I have a nephew who went to the Naval Academy, who's a commissioned officer and he's a pilot. So I never served because I missed my moment. But I am so indebted to people like you who did and are.
But I'm going to tell you something, Paul. You served in just as an important position as anybody in the military, because you, like I say, you're the epitome of college football, and you, the truth that you bring to it is what's needed, especially in this world the way it is now. And God bless you, and thank you for that, Paul.
My sincere thanks, and you be well, my friend, and appreciate all the military people who... A couple of years ago, I tried unsuccessfully. We tried to get this was many years ago. We tried to get a tour together to go to either Iraq or Afghanistan, and we never got too far with it. It's very complicated, but it's something that we really did want to do and would love to do again when the world returns to at least a sense of normalcy, and bring some callers along. And I want you to go with us.
Absolutely, Paul. I go anywhere with you. And I tell you that, you know, just tipping, you know, kind of tailgating off some of your other callers, I tip my hat to the military. I tell you what, without them guys, where would this country be? And like you, I kind of missed out. I was too young for one and too old for the next one.
Yeah,
and here I am.
I mean, for guys like us, I mean, being too young for something is a pretty extraordinary statement.
It is this day and time. I mean, back then we was just kids, and then all of a sudden we were too old. That didn't make any sense, but that's the way it was. But, you know, Paul, I tip my hat to you and to all the people that have been exposed to you. I mean, I've known you and of you for a long time, you know, as far as dog years go. But what you've done to so many people across this country is, you know, I knew you were big time. I just didn't know that you were this big.
Well,
I kind of did.
I mean, let me say this, and I appreciate the kind words, but you know, you've been around this program is a group of people, and I will say
that's right.
It happened at a really interesting time in my life and career, because you go through stages where you really don't know what's next, and then this last 10 months occurred, and I mean, you know me, you can hear it. It's been overwhelming. And I am just so indebted to everyone who has participated, because, I mean, we had rough early days until we could figure out what we wanted to do.
Well, I'll say this. You've always had a good staff, and we see people come and go in all walks of life, every job out there. But you have always had a jam-up staff once everybody kind of got the feel of it and got on the same page. Now, Paul, I tell you, there's a lot on TV tonight. I'm sure there's Beef finding Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster and all that kind of stuff. I'm not too much into Bigfoot, but I tell you what, if things go like I'm expecting, they can probably do some x-raying on some bammers, and we'll find where Bigfoot's foot is, Warren, Ohio State. You have a great day.
Thank you. I mean, I appreciate it. Let's continue with more calls and comments, of course. And Mike is up next in South Carolina. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Paul. I really enjoyed that little clip you had of Bear Bryant and your remembrances of him. I graduated from Tuscaloosa in 82, and was there in town when his funeral took place. I was able to go to that. So that brought back some you know, very sad times, but some great memories too of all the wins that went on, you know, during that time. But last 30 years I've been living in South Carolina, and there's paw prints on everything around here. People wearing the jackets and stuff and hats at work. I see probably about 100 of them, you know, throughout the day. And there's a number I was trying to think of, Paul. You might be helping out with us in the bowl season this year. Let's see, there were 6 ACC teams that went to the bowl games. How many did they win?
We are still waiting for the first win.
Zero. That's zero. That's the number. That's the number I was looking for. But looking forward to the game tonight. I'm so so proud of Saban and the excellence that he's brought to the program. You know, those guys are not satisfied until they win all of it. You know, they've throughout the season, you know, they work hard every down, every play. You know, they focus on that, and they're not satisfied until they win the championship. So I'm hoping that they roll tonight.
Well, thank you very much for saying that. Great to have you on, and we will hopefully talk again. We're ready to roll here for what's been quite a show. More of your phone calls at 855-242-7285. A busy afternoon with many great guests, from the commissioner, Dan Mullen, to Tim Tebow. We are taking a break. Back with more of your calls right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Welcome back. And Lane is in Mississippi. Hey, Lane.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
We are doing great. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. I'd like to start off by saying Roll Tide, and also my extreme disdain for Ohio State, especially after the 2015 semifinal, after they intercepted the final play, I believe, and tried to run it back for a touchdown, even though they were going to win anyway.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
But I just wanted to get your thoughts on Alabama's defense, specifically the defensive line trying to penetrate. I heard someone say earlier about getting pressure in front of the quarterback has a lasting effect. But I also wanted to ask about our cornerbacks against Ohio State's receiving core, especially the young guys, how you think they'll do tonight in their first big chance to play.
Yeah, Lane, I'm a little concerned about that from an Alabama standpoint, and you have to be. I think some of it just depends on the tempo of the game. I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I really want to know Justin Fields' health. And we're going to know in the next hour or so what's going on, because, you know, the teams are at the stadium and you'll start to get a better idea. I do think it's significant that the kicker is gone for Ohio State. That's a critical moment from a momentum standpoint. But back to your issue, I think Ohio State can score on Alabama. I'm not going to be too surprised, but it's, you know, can they score enough? I thought Dan Mullen made a great point. You know, you have to find a couple of stops, and if you don't, you're not going to keep up with them. They have the best offense we've ever seen.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, history being made all around with Najee Harris, Devontae, even Mac Jones having a hell of a season, even though he hadn't, in my opinion, hadn't got the recognition he deserved, even though he's been talked about all over the world. But I'm worried about these youngsters, these freshmen, these second years stepping up, doing what they need to do.
I tell you what you don't want if you're Alabama, and I don't claim to be a technician of the game. I just watch it like a fan. But you don't want a fast start for Alabama, where suddenly Alabama, for Ohio State, where suddenly Alabama is in a panic situation for the first time all year. I mean, the Georgia game was really tight in the first half, but other than that, they've had Ole Miss was a track meet, but you knew you were going to eventually beat Ole Miss. And I remember 2 years ago on this night, Alabama got off to that fast start, and then Tua threw the pick six, and even though Alabama came back, I was standing on the Alabama sidelines, and you could just feel it like, oh my goodness. This can't be happening. That's not what you want going on. That's not what you want permeating the Alabama sideline for a team that has been calm and cool and businesslike and confident all year long.
Yeah, well, honestly, I'm hoping Jalen Waddle will be back. I know that he said he will be. That speed, you just can't match it. No matter the best corner you got, he's going to outrun you.
I'm trying to remember who said this to us earlier. But he said that Jalen, it was Dan Mullen, second time I've quoted him, but he said, Dan Mullen just, that Jalen Waddle just will bring energy on the Alabama sidelines. Legend is next.
What's up, Coach? What's up, Mama?
Legend, great to hear from you.
Man, I'm pumped up, Paul, ready to go, like Ric Flair says, woo!
hey, Legend, do me a favor. Got a lot of Alabama fans calling tonight saying I'm nervous. Would you talk to them?
Well, Paul, I think it's going to be a tough game. I think it's going to go right down to the wire. They got all-pro players. We got all-pro players of the future in the NFL. I expect it to be a tough game, Paul, right down to the wire. From one quarter, baby.
I knew it.
It's going to be a curb stomping, Paul. It's going to be a curb stomping. And I'm going to tell you why, baby. I'm going to tell you why right here. When I look back over the Saban dynasty, the thing that bothers me the most, Paul, is not the kick six. It's not Clemson beating us in the national championship game. The one spot that bothers me the most is Ezekiel Elliott in Ohio State beating us in that semifinal game. I mean, that's the one spot, Paul, that really hurts my heart. And tonight, Ohio State, we going to make it right, baby. We going to make it right. We finna curb stomp you into the ground tonight, Ohio State. I don't like Eddie George. I don't like Art Sleaster. I don't like Buckeye Earl. I don't like nothing about you, Ohio State. And this is the perfect opportunity to flush 2020 by curb stomping the Ohio State Buckeyes, Paul. I'm proud, baby. Woo! Why are people nervous, Paul? Tell me. We built for this. We're the Muhammad Ali of college football. Why somebody nervous, Paul? Tell me that.
Legend, it's the Alabama way. It's just, I hear that all the time. I heard it I remember when Bear Bryant's team was playing Arkansas State. Man, they got a really good ball club over there in Jonesboro. Come on.
Come on. Them days are over with, though, Paul. Who would have thought? I was born in the 60s and raised in the 70s and 80s during the Wishbone, the Power Eye. Who would have thought that it would have been the Alabama Crimson Tide that would revolutionize, hear me, ladies and gentlemen, revolutionize the game of college football through the air, baby. Devontae Smith, the Heisman Trophy winner at wide receiver. I remember days we didn't even throw the ball 10 times a game, Paul. I mean, it's a different age. It ain't about who can stop who. It's about who can outscore who. And Nick Saban, it's a testimony to his greatness, Paul. He has changed with the times. And, baby, I'm not nervous at all, Paul. It's going to be a close game for a quarter. Then we're going to curb stomp these Buckeyes into the ground.
Well,
we've played Justin Fields before.
I'm watching the public. And, not that you got Danny Sheridan on speed dial. I don't. But the late money, I thought it might go the other way, but the late money seems to be on Alabama right now.
Yeah, that's the smart money too, Paul. This is where you get your power bill paid, you get your rent paid, you take that woman on that vacation. That's like 8.5. This is a double-digit win for Alabama, Paul, right here. I mean, Ohio State's a good team, don't get me wrong. But the thing about Ohio State, Paul, their wide receivers just don't scare me. And you know Patrick Surtain's going to lock down one side of the field on Wilson. So, I mean, it's really up to Ohio State to run the ball. They keep Fields in the pocket. It's just got a Georgia feel with Fields in the game for me. And we all know what Georgia does, Paul. Do they even have a program anymore?
Yeah, they hey, come on. They won the Peach Bowl against Cincinnati. What are you talking about?
Oh, that's right. They beat that undefeated team. Right? Yeah, they finally beat
beat America's favorite team.
Yeah, they finally back. They back. But, you know, this ain't no lie. I remember the night of the Georgia-Texas game in the Sugar Bowl a couple years ago. Yeah. I said, if Kirby Smart has any kahunas right now and wants to win a championship, he will walk in that locker room and hand the football to Justin Fields and said, it's yours, baby. Take it from here. He did not do it, and look at the consequences, baby.
Yeah, and I wonder about that tonight. I'm glad you mentioned that because, you know, if for some reason the unthinkable happens and Alabama loses.
No!
Justin Fields holding up the trophy.
Oh, man, wouldn't they kill Georgia? That'd be worse than Alabama winning tonight. Georgia's in a no-win situation.
Oh, no,
tonight,
no. I mean, Georgia
Paul.
Fans are definitely pulling for Alabama tonight. You know that.
Yeah, they got to. They do not want Justin Fields to raise that trophy at all, Paul. Hey, dude, I love you, man. We gonna curb stop it. Raise the flag, Alabama. Get the rings out. Let's get ready to kiss them. It's another national championship. Stop all that nervous domination. We curb stomping Ohio State. We come. Hey,
thanks, legend. Talk to you soon. Always appreciate it. Clay is up next in North Carolina. Hey, Clay.
Hey, Paul. Thank you so much. And I love following the legend with all of his confidence because – I'm right there with him, Paul. I got to say, Roll Tide all the way tonight. But why I called was to thank you for the piece you did on being there at Bear Bryant.
Oh, thank you.
At his retirement there at, you know, like you said, overlooking the mighty murky Mississippi. And I got to tell you, man, I started calling your show right then. I've tried before. But right then I had to call and tell you how much that meant to me and to tie it into Nick Saban and how much it means to us Alabama fans here. We know what this means.
Let me offer this. I'll never forget. I didn't say it in that piece because I've said it before. But, yeah, I'll never forget on that day that Coach Bryan announced his retirement. I was genuinely depressed because – I was a young reporter, and I thought, man, it's never going to be this good again. My career is over before it even begins, and the idea that Alabama yep. football would rise up is one of the most remarkable things I've ever seen in sports.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Well, I have to tell you, and I'm not ashamed to say it, I teared up, and just because it brings me so much joy, as does Alabama football, and I know it does for so many out there. You know, it just means more, and it's silly to say, but to us, it runs in our blood. And I was at the first SEC championship game in Birmingham in the freezing rain. And I got to see Gene Stallings win his national championship in New Orleans as a 15-year-old kid. And I've loved Alabama my whole life. And Gene Stallings means so much. And the interview you did with him means so much. And as a teacher of special needs children, I have to tell you this past year, what you've done means so much, because your show really is a family. And when people say that, I truly understand what that means after this year being home, separated from the kids that I try to teach, and that means so much to me. And Coach Stallings has always meant so much to me. And his son, you know, I remember as a kid learning about his son, and now as a teacher of special needs kids, you know, I really truly understand what your show means and what his words meant. And you mean so much to a lot of people, Paul, and you mean a lot to me. And I'm so happy about tonight. I hope, I'll say this, Alabama needs we should have won back-to-back against Clemson if it hadn't have been for clock management. And that's what I'm hoping for tonight. Alabama will win if we manage the clock and don't snap the ball on offense with 15 seconds left on the clock. As we're rolling down the field, we just got to be smart, and we will roll. And God bless you, sir, and roll tight.
Clay, I can't thank you enough. All the best, and I hope we get a chance to talk again very soon. We'll take a break. We still have 30 minutes remaining right here.
You're listening to the Paul Finebaum Show podcast.
Vern is up next in New York. Vern, thanks for the call.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling from Hudson, New York, man. It's up near Albany, New York. Right. And I just want to let you know, and I appreciate you so much, but I want to let you know that there's so many Alabama fans up here. As a matter of fact, our mayor, who is the youngest mayor of our city, he is an Alabama fan, and we are rooting Alabama on from upstate New York. There's many times when I'm here and I'm sporting Alabama gear, and people come from down south, and they're like, what do you know about that? And I'm like, hey, man, Roll Tide. And it's a universal language that we appreciate so much. And I thank you, Paul, for everything that you do. I watch SEC. I've been watching it all day. I actually took today and tomorrow off because this you know, right. A friend of mine, she said, do you remember when you turned 18? The day before you turned 18, how excited you were? Well, I'm excited because tonight we are going to turn 18. And I also want to shout out to some of my friends in Michigan, because they dislike Ohio State just as much as we do, and they are cheering for us. And Paul, shout out to you, and shout out to Hudson, and shout out to New York, and thank you for taking my call.
Thank you very, very much. You enjoy the game. Think about taking tomorrow off, too. Meanwhile, Nick Saban has updated the Jalen Waddle situation. He said just moments ago that it will be on a limited basis if he can play. The decision's going to be up to him. That does not sound overly confident, but limited is very – it means exactly what he said there. Let's get back to the calls, and Andy is up next. Andy?
Hey, Paul, how are we doing?
Andy, we're doing great. How are you?
Good, good. Well, as you know, we're all getting fired up here in Ohio, ready for this game. We're hoping for a rerun of 15, but we're optimistic, but cautiously optimistic. I just wanted to say that with all the unrest and everything going on in this world, that, boy, isn't it a great night. right? Just to enjoy college football.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that because it really has been a nice diversion. And I everyone knows, you know, what we've gone through for 10 months. Everyone knows what we've gone through the last couple of months on another subject. But it is nice to be able to forget about it.
For sure. And I just wanted to, you know, share that. And I think that that's a good night just to get away with it. The Cleveland Browns were up here last night winning. So it's wow. been a good night last night in Ohio. And we're hoping for a rerun tonight. I lost my sister back in July, and in her honor tonight, the Buckeyes roll the tide.
Well,
have a good one, Paul.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your contribute to your sister, and we're so sorry about that. It's tough to do. Wayne is up next in North Carolina. Hey, in North Georgia, I'm sorry. Wayne, go right ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm glad to be on the great to talk to you.
Thank you, Wayne.
Excuse me. I'm a displaced Seminole. Do you ever think that Florida State's going to be back in contention?
I do. I'm a fan of Mike Norvell. This year was all over the place, but that's what you expect. And I think Florida State has too many things going for it not to eventually come back. It's a fantastic program. The fan base is out of sight, and it's also a recruiting hotbed.
Yes, sir. I hope next year we even get to play some games.
Well, I do too. I think the program will come back.
I appreciate that.
Well, Wayne, you take care of yourself, and let's talk again sometime soon. Another call from that was North Georgia. This is North Carolina. Tom is up next. Hey, Tom.
Hello, Paul. First time caller. I grew up in Florida, and I'm a SEC fan, a Gator first, but anytime an SEC team plays, I pull for them. I am around a lot of ACC people here, and I tell them that the ACC stands for Ain't Competing Conference. They're not real happy about it, but when I talk about football, with the exception of Clemson, that's kind of the way it rolls. But tonight's game, concerned about Ohio State's defensive line, how Alabama's offensive line handles them. And but I also want to do a shout-out to Kyle Trask. I'm a college baseball coach, and we've used him as a motivational item in a pre-practice talk. He's
really?
A young man that didn't start in high school.
Oh, wow.
And
yeah, of course.
Hung in there and even had a pretty good quarterback rating compared to Enrique King. And still didn't start, hung in there. Of course, King ran very well. And then the same thing at Florida, hung in there, finally got a start, then got injured, and then bounced back the next year after an injury and had a pretty good wrap-up to his career. So it's a pretty neat thing for kids who think that it's all about, if I don't start, I'm leaving. And
when does your season begin?
We start January 20th. And, of course, COVID is always hanging over us.
Right.
But that's when we start back. And of course, we got protocol to go through. And hopefully, you know, we won't get burned with positive testing.
Yeah, no, I knew baseball started very early, and you know, last year, I guess everything was shut down, wasn't it? Like you'd already played a little bit, hadn't you?
We played 18 games last year,
right.
And just about the same number around the country because almost everyone's starting about the same time now. We usually start up in February, and yeah,
hey, Coach. How do you play baseball when it's so cold?
You know, it there is a cutoff point. You know, if it's in the 30s, it can be extremely challenging. But you know, we talk about cold and then real cold. Cold, 40 degrees, sun out, no wind is pretty nice.
Well, yeah,
40 cloudy and wind blowing can be a very miserable day.
I've lived in the South all my life, but the last two fall, not this year, but because of COVID, but I've spent most of the fall in New York, and And I just walking by the river, to work every day up there in 13 degrees, I swore I would never live north of the Mason-Dixon line again.
Well, I thought I'd never leave Florida to coach baseball either, and I did, and it's been a great decision for me. But love football, love the SEC. Don't miss your show very often. First time I've ever called, I didn't realize how long I'd have to wait, but I finally got in here.
I'm really glad you did, Paul? And I hope you stay in touch with us as you get ready for your season. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Finebaum Show podcast. The Paul Finebaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.